Well, of course, the Federal Open Market Committee had another of its meetings this week. It was a two-day affair on Tuesday and Wednesday, September the 19 and the 20. And the Federal Open Market Committee statement was issued following the meeting on Wednesday. There also was a media conference following the statement on Wednesday, conducted by Fed Chair Janet Yellen. And it turns out, as expected, no change in the federal funds interest rate. It remains in the same range that was established following the June meeting, and that is 1.0 to 1.25%. It generally trades within that range. It certainly can fluctuate depending on supply-demand from member banks during the day, but that's the narrow range it is in. Now, there is discussion about the possibility of another rate hike. That would be rate hike number 5, possibly in December. It's on the table, not to be decided until more data is collected in the weeks and months ahead leading up to that mid-December Federal Open Market Committee meeting. But for now, we're going to say it's on the table and it's subject to the incoming data between now and that meeting date. Other things going on, of course, at the Federal Reserve, not the least of which is the management of the balance sheet. And the balance sheet has swelled because of three extensive quantitative easing programs over the years. And those programs added gargantuan amounts of Treasury and agency securities to the balance sheet at the Federal Reserve. And as a result, the Federal Reserve balance sheet now has close to $4.5 trillion on it. And a lot of the assets on it are U.S. Treasury and agency securities, including mortgage-backed securities, that were accumulated during those three massive quantitative easing programs. So, the Federal Reserve has a balance sheet that's bigger than it wants, and as a result, they're going to decrease the size of the balance sheet. And the way they're going to do that is a program that is already becoming known as the opposite of QE, and that is QT, which stands for quantitative tightening. And what happens in the case of QT is that the Federal Reserve removes securities, treasuries, and agency securities from the balance sheet and puts them back into the marketplace, where other buyers have to absorb those securities, and as a result, there are more securities floating around in the open market and fewer securities sitting on the balance sheet at the Federal Reserve. Now, they're going to start small with a $10 billion monthly redemption program that will start in October, and they will redeem $10 billion in Treasury securities and agency securities in October and in November and in December. So that's a total of $30 billion for the quarter, which is not a tsunami on a $4.5 trillion holding. However, a year from now, according to the guidance provided by the Fed, they are going to be putting $50 billion of securities back into the market. And they'll try to do it with redemptions. And obviously, if they don't have redemptions, they can always sell existing holdings out of the portfolio into the open market. Guess what? $50 billion a month a year from now, in the fourth quarter of next year, is an annual rate of $600 billion. I want you to think about this. A year from now, according to the guidance that Chair Janet provided at the Federal Open Market Committee meeting this week, and in the media conference, and in the statement, According to the guidance, Chair Janet is telling us that a year from now, the Federal Reserve is going to be putting securities onto the marketplace from its portfolio in the amount of an annual rate of $600 billion. Well, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. And remember, this is the opposite of quantitative easing. With quantitative easing, the Federal Reserve is buying securities and stashing the securities on the balance sheet, taking them out of the open market. And that drives rates down. It drives rates down for two reasons. Firstly, because the demand for the securities knocks rates down by increasing the prices of the securities in response to the Fed's demand. And secondly, it removes those securities from the marketplace, thereby stabilizing rates at those lower levels, which we have seen for some time. Well, wait a minute. Now the Federal Reserve is telling us they're going to do the opposite. They're going to be supplying treasuries and agencies to the market, and a year from now, they'll be supplying them, based on their current plan, at a $600 billion annual rate. How much money is $600 billion added to the supply of securities in the open market for bonds? Well, the answer is, currently the United States is running an annual deficit of right around $600 billion. So, based on what we're being told, if that deficit stays at $600 billion, and if a year from now the Fed is pouring another $600 billion annual rate onto the open market, then that's a lot of supply. It's the supply of the federal government running up the deficit through deficit spending, which seems to have become part of the plan in Washington. And now the new supply, the brand new supply of the Federal Reserve quantitative tightening program, pouring those treasuries and agencies back onto the market. Now, what does this mean? Well, interest rates are a function of supply and demand. The Federal Reserve knows this full well, because it was the Federal Reserve under then-chair Ben Bernanke and subsequent chair Yellen that came up with the idea of quantitative easing. The whole point of quantitative easing was to drive interest rates down so that mortgage rates would go down and home buyers would find it easier to borrow money to buy properties. That certainly worked. That sure worked. Look what's happened to the housing market in the last several years. And the other point of quantitative easing was to provide liquidity into the marketplace, to really flood the marketplace with liquidity to try to get the economy back on a growth track, which it has been. It has been growing at an average rate of 2.1% going back to 2010. So that worked also. So now it's changing. The Fed is telling us up front they're going to be a supplier to the marketplace, and they're going to be exercising a quantitative tightening program of very, very great size. It's a program that if the economy continues to grow, it's a program that could last for years. And it's a program that could wind up throwing a couple of trillion in bonds and agencies back onto the open market. So we have to ask ourselves, is this going to have any impact on interest rates? What do you think? Did you see rates decline dramatically when the Federal Reserve conducted its quantitative easing program 1, 2, and 3 over a period of several years, knocking rates down to historic lows? We saw that. We had a front row seat to that. And now the Fed is telling us they're doing the opposite, and they're going to dramatically increase the supply of treasuries and agencies by going to the open market with these securities on top of what the federal government is raising every month to fund the ongoing deficit, which is running $600 billion per year at the current run rate. So this is going to be very interesting, is it not? Would we expect to see some impact on interest rates from this kind of a supply? Well, I think it would be reasonable to expect to see that. So we shouldn't be surprised if it happens. Contact number, we're going to Bend, Oregon. Linda, welcome. Hello, Linda.
Thank you for my call.
What's up?
I've listened to you for a lot of years, and I've never had any money. Now we've sold some property, and my parents worked really hard putting it together, and I need to watch it carefully. I was listening to what you said about the feds and Yellen and the flooding of the of all the stocks and things in, and how is that going to affect us as investors? How does that affect the market?
Well,
bonds.
Yeah, perhaps you misheard what I was talking about, Linda. I did not say anything about the Federal Reserve flooding the stock market, because the Federal Reserve does not do that. They are not an instrument in terms of the stock market. They're not an instrument in terms of buying and selling the stock market. Their primary open market operations are almost entirely in the bond market.
I easily could have, Bob. You're my only source of stock and bond and information on investing, and I've never really had any money to invest, but I'm trying. How does that affect us as individuals?
Well, it's going to depend on a variety of things. I'll give you two of the variables that will come into play. One variable will be how much how gradual an approach, I should say, the Fed takes in terms of interest rates and balance sheet normalization. Now, right now, they're taking a very gradual approach. They did not even increase rates at their September meeting this week. There's talk of a possible rate hike in December and maybe three more next year. That's the current talk out of the Federal Reserve in terms of their future planning, and that's always subject to change. But they did not increase rates at the September meeting, and the next possible rate hike, based on what we know, is at the December meeting. So they're moving gradually on rates. After all, it's been a while. They first increased rates in December 15, then they did it again a year later in December of 16, then they did it again in March, they did it again in June. And the impact that those rate hikes had on you, Linda, is that that increased the amount of interest that you could earn on a certificate of deposit.
Oh, I see. And so I know this is an ignorant question, but and I'm not afraid to be ignorant, but does all of that affect, I guess, the people who are investing?
Well, absolutely, because you get a higher rate. So whereas a couple of years ago the CD rates were close to zero, now they've come up across the board approximately 1%. And so on average, you should be getting about 1% more annual interest from a certificate of deposit than would have occurred before those four rate hikes came along. And again, there should be additional rate hikes going forward. Now, the other part of the balance sheet normalization part of the equation is going to depend on how much demand shows up for these Treasury and agency securities that will be available on the marketplace as they move more and more down this track of normalizing the balance sheet and redeeming and eventually perhaps selling securities off the balance sheet. How much demand will there be from individual investors, from central banks, from corporate investors, and international investors for Treasury securities? The demand that will come in will be a very important part of the equation. Another part of the equation will be how much deficit spending are we going to see going forward? Are we going to continue to see $600 billion a year? Is it going to go up? Will there be an infrastructure bill that will result in even a higher deficit? These are all unknown queries at this point. I do appreciate the call.